With $4 million in requests, the $750,000 in grants that HAP gave out is really just a drop in the bucket. But it's what HAP calls the first in a series of strategic investments.
It was expensive to build up here before, but it's really expensive now.
Preston Simmons, who chairs the board for HAP, says the housing shortage hurts not just those who need a place to live, but the entire state.
It's causing real hardship for recruiting and workforce, and also a lot of families are leaving the state just because of cost and affordability of homes.
A big problem, Preston Simmons says, especially for communities with tourism, is the high number of rentals converted to Airbnbs or short-term rentals. Michelle French, RuralCAP's Director of Rural Housing, says that trend has hit Soldotna hard because there's no longer incentive for landlords to rent to low- and middle-income families.
They can make quite a lot of money in a very short period of time, and so it's taking all of those homes off of the long-term rental market, and it's making it very difficult for families to be able to find long-term rentals or if they're looking to become homeowners.
HAP's funding comes just in time to help RuralCAP finish a self-help housing project for 9 families in Soldotna, which saw the pandemic drive up costs with delays and price hikes for building materials. In this project, families supply about 65% of the labor to build their homes and get low-interest loans to pay off the rest. Faith Tulick from Hooper Bay, a community on the Bering Sea coast, knows firsthand how important RuralCAP's self-help program is. She got involved in an earlier RuralCAP project after she had moved to the Kenai Peninsula to finish her schooling, but then decided against moving back home.
There'd be no way we could get our own place out there.
Tulick says the only option for her husband and 2 children would have been to move into her mother's home.
So like my mom, my sister and her kids, and my brother and my younger sister, some might have like smaller homes with just about the same amount of people.
Faith Tulick says it's typical for families in Hooper Bay to double up, even triple up in their homes, often with about 10 people to a household. She says she wishes that there could be a self-help housing project for Hooper Bay. Perhaps someday, if HAP accomplishes all that it hopes to do. Preston Simmons says HAP wants to work with other nonprofits to find creative solutions to Alaska's housing shortage.
Alaskans have a lot of great ideas and work really hard, but there are so many different organizations, they often work in different silos. If you can create a coordinating entity that kind of connects those dots, you can get a lot done.
At the top of Simmons' list, to find ways to cut down on the cost of building materials, especially for rural Alaska, where the cost of housing can run as high as $900 per square foot, about 3 times more than in urban areas. Another problem for rural Alaska, the age of the homes. Most were built in the 1970s and 80s and will require not only the materials, but code changes to get grants to help fund the repairs. Michelle French says changing the rules is hard to do for agencies like hers with limited resources.
Sometimes it's a very long process and people will start and then give up.
French hopes HAP can succeed where others have failed. Simmons says housing is an investment worth making because it's key to solving many of Alaska's other problems, from health to homelessness to boosting the economy. And yes, key in the pursuit of happiness. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.